misunderstand what we trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. I'm your host, Missy, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How are you doing, Miss V?
I'm doing good. Something strange has happened when we started the show, which y'all gonna laugh. Have you ever seen them folks who look like they mouths are like, you know, when they smile and they look like their lips are stuck to their teeth? I had that thought. I was like, mouth feel like my lips stuck to my teeth like I'm trying to have some phony smile. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, it actually has been a great weekend here in Oklahoma. Now, you guys,
I think it had some snow. It tried to snow yesterday. It didn't stick. It did try to snow. We're supposed to get some tomorrow, but nothing's supposed to stick. I'm waiting on us to get, I know people are going to yell at me when I say this, but it's March, and anybody who knows Michigan, I have this strange feeling next Saturday, which is April 1st, which we all know is April Fool's Day. I got this strange feeling we're going to get a shitload of snow. I could just see that shit coming. The broadcasters haven't said that, but with the way that the weather has been going, I'm really not holding my tongue. I'm not holding my breath. I won't be draining my snowblower until May. I kid you not. I'm not going to drain it until May, because by May, then I'll be pretty sure that we're not going to get any. But we have gotten snow here in April, and I've lived in mainland Japan where we've gotten snow in April. And I don't mean the little snow. I mean feet of snow. So I'm not holding my breath. I mean, we did have a really bad windstorm yesterday, powers, so thank goodness. We're still filing complaints about the power outages we had. It's bad when we are the talk of the country and it's not. I mean, for once, I'm glad it's not because of murders or anything, but still, when we're the talk of the country because we're losing fucking power and we have the highest rates in the country and the worst fucking service, you know, I feel like somebody just is punishing the shit out of us. But we got a chance to voice our concerns. I actually was one of the people who got through. We had a town hall via Zoom. And there was a lot of people on that call. I was one of the people who got a chance to talk to the commission and let everybody know. And I had a complaint, and I'm making this public because I think that this is the forum for me to do it. And I will continue to, anybody who will listen, I will continue to make this complaint here in Michigan. And I will say specifically in the metropolitan Detroit area, if you have DTE Energy for your home, which is your gas and your electric, we don't have a choice. We have to, that's what we have to get. I live in an area where we don't have propane delivered, so we have natural gas running to our homes. So propane is not even an option for us. And I will tell you that because I'm having a four-house generator put on my home, I had to pay $485 to have my gas meter on my home upgraded. I feel that it is ridiculous that I have to pay that because a generator is now a necessity, not a luxury. And when I say that, if you lose power once every blue moon, you don't go get a generator. I can guarantee you that it is now March of 2023. I have already lost power once this year, and I've had flickering three or four times since that power outage, and we are only in March. I normally always lose power two to three times during the summer, and I'm not talking about for a few minutes. I'm talking about for some fucking hours and days. So to tell me that I have to be penalized and pay more money to get a generator put on my home that will automatically kick in, I think is crazy. And I think that they should be footing the bill for those of us who are blessed enough to be able to afford to have a home generator put on. I just feel like that. I know people are saying,
yeah,
I'm choosing to do it, but I have the cost of the generator, and I'll just tell people to go look up how much home generators cost. They're not cheap. I could go buy a car. And the fact that I had to save for 2 years to be able to afford a generator on my home, and that was me making a lot of sacrifices because the place that I'm getting my generator from does not do a payment plan. They don't do financing. They do half down and then half when they install it, which means you have to have that money on hand. It is not cheap. It's not a little bit of money. I don't know anyone who has that type of money laying around who makes even what I make. And I won't say what I make, but I will tell you the average person, the middle class person, does not have that amount of money just laying around. Say, hey, let me go buy a generator for my house. And we're penalized. So I will take this form to say that DTE Energy needs to step up their game. I will continue to complain and make my voice known on this because I am not the only person who's had to do this. My next-door neighbor, when we had the power outage, they had to literally go to Menards at 5 in the morning. Now, Menards are open at 6 a.m., but to ensure they got a generator because we all lost power at the same time in the middle of the night, I was, like, praying that we got power back by 5 in the morning. I was like, okay, maybe it'll just be out a few hours. No, we didn't. They went to Menards and had to drop $600. Again, $600 ain't no small penny. To get a generator just to run the appliances in their home, we're not talking about getting their furnace and stuff going back on. We're just talking about to have the appliances going.
Yeah.
And my mother asked me, she said, are you going to go buy a generator? I said, I'm considering it. And she said, well, how about you just stay at my house? Because it doesn't make sense for you to go drop $500, $700 on a portable generator when you're getting ready to have a whole house generator put on in another month or so. And she was correct. Every time they say we're having a storm or wind or anything, every day, regardless of what the weather is, I'm right now crossing my fingers like, hey, saying, hey, please don't let me lose power.
Oh, yeah.
I have to change my cell phone plan because of the power company. And people may not look at this, but I'm one of those people who is, I don't have unlimited data. I have only 16 gigs a month, and I share that with my son and daughter. I'm going to switch our plan to unlimited data because all of us work from home, but because the power is so unreliable, if we lose power and let's say they knock out the cable, then our internet is down. So we still can't work even if we have power. So I'm going to switch our plans to unlimited so that we'll be able to at least still work from home during these times off of our work computer. Again, this is ridiculous. So that's going to cost us more money. So I just look at all around. I feel like I'm being penalized for choosing a state where the cost of living is good. I mean, I say the cost of living here is probably one of the best in the country. I'll never say that I would move someplace else. Like, I wouldn't move to D.C. I wouldn't move anyplace. And I've told people I love where I live at. You know, a lot of people complain, but when I look at what I get from my money, I get a lot of bang for my buck. And I always tell people, yeah, we have our winters, but you know what? No disrespect to Oklahoma, but I don't do tornadoes very well. I'm just going to keep it real. Your girl ain't trying to do no tornadoes. No disrespect to anyone who lives in the South. I just, that's not something I don't want to live with that. I don't want to go to California. I don't do earthquakes. I don't want to go to Florida. I don't do hurricanes. The odds of me getting an earthquake or a hurricane or a tornado where I particularly live on. Now, Michigan does get tornadoes, but where I live at, we don't get them. I'm not going to say we don't get them. The odds are very low. So I look at all the positives. I can handle the cold. Okay, I'm here to get a full house generator, so next time we lose power in the winter, which we will lose it. I'm not going to say we're not going to lose it. I will be warm. When we lose power in the summer, I will be cool. I'm going to be okay. But and I look at what I get for, I have a lot of house, a lot of property for what I paid. So I tell everybody, look at the big picture. I don't look at the small things. I look at everything. What am I getting for my money? The cost of living. You know, I look at everything. And right now, for me, this is the best place for me to live. I've got a lot of friends who recently just told me they're getting ready to move. And I'm not mad at them. I ain't leaving. I'll be that person that you're going to be pulling my, you're going to be, what is it, when you grab something, they say you're going to be pulling my dead hand off of it, that's going to be me. You'll be prying my hand off of it. I ain't going.
Yep. Well, that's
but it's been a, other than that, it's been a really great week. You know, I do want the idiot to now think that it is summertime. It is not summer here in Michigan. So the speeding up and down the streets, you know, let's get a real people. As they call me, the nosy Mrs. Kravitz of the neighborhood or whatever you want to call me, you motherfuckers riding these fucking pocket rockets or whatever these things calling. Yeah, if the police come ask me if I saw your ass, I'm going to give them my damn camera on my house. I'm just letting you know because you shouldn't be riding them. They're not legal and they're dangerous. And personally, I don't want to see anybody die. I'm just going to keep it real. You may think that it's fun or whatever, but you are riding something that is not made for public streets. And I would rather call the police on you and have your stuff confiscated than to look up and you go across this main street I live on and you become roadkill. And that's a very harsh way of putting it. But I don't want to see anybody die. That's not my epitome of life. That's not a goal of mine to see someone die. It's just not a goal.
That's
and if
truth.
You cannot see, if you cannot see the safety aspects of this could happen, this is not a road-ready vehicle. It doesn't have any of the qualities or elements that make it ready for public roads, and yet and still you're on this like, oh, it's fun and games. I don't want to hit one of you. I drive a regular car, and you're not even high enough where I can see you in my car riding the
same. Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if you're an adult or a child. It's just not made for the road. I'm sorry, but I don't want to hurt somebody. I would rather have you mad at me, but you be alive. I'm just going to say it that way. And it's a harsh thing to say, but your life is worth more to me than you calling me the wicked witch of the west or the bitch or nosy or whatever you want to call me. I'll live with that. I will live with that very kindly because I will know you are alive. I don't have to know you personally. I don't want to see you dead, hurt, or maimed. You might not die, but I just don't want that for you. And I would hope that you wouldn't want that for you.
Very good.
And NCAA, March Madness. I guess it really is March Madness. Again, I have not watched it. Apparently, a whole lot of people ain't watching now because ain't nobody got too many dogs left in the race. This year is truly living up to the March Madness thing from what I'm hearing. I'm only seeing it on the news, so let's make it clear. Apparently, number one and number two seems to get knocked out like a mug. I heard Gonzaga is out of it now. All I can say is it's about time that it's real basketball. And I know the people will say, oh, but you look for the – no. That's why they call it March Madness, because you never know who's going to make it to the top. And out of all of the sports and everything that go on, this really is a great year. I'm not watching it again. I'm gonna repeat. I'm not watching it, but just from what I'm hearing from the sportscasters, March Madness is living up to the hype.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. There have been a lot of high-seeded teams beat the low seeds. I was like, damn. And it's good.
I'm not mad about it. I don't have a dog in the race. Unlike last year, I think I was kind of keeping up with it. I didn't even do a bracket this year. So I couldn't tell you what I'm saying. I mean, I knew two teams. I knew that Michigan State was the only Michigan team that made it to the Big Dance, and they got knocked out. You know, but I tell everybody I'm not upset about it. I follow it so as I said, I didn't have any money on the books or anything, so I'm not, you know, I don't even owe anybody a dinner. So that's what I just said. I don't owe no dinners. I don't owe me wearing my hair no certain way. I don't owe any of that. I ain't even watched it. You know, the USFL kicks off in a couple of weeks. I will be going to a Michigan Panthers game. I may be missing a couple of shows. I think that there's one Sunday game that starts at 7 o'clock. I will have to look. It's later on in the season. But what I do like about the USFL, they have a lot of Saturday games. So it doesn't fuck with anything. I'm actually liking it. So the first home game we're not going to make it to because my daughter is going out of town. And I could go with some friends, but I really want to go with the person who I know loves football as much as I do. So we're not going to go to that game. But the following game we're going to go to, and we'll see. I'll let you guys know if I am an official USFL football fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to my first game with a Lions jersey on. So if anybody is wondering, am I going to get it? I'm not going to get into the hype real quick. I'm wearing a Lions jersey. They're playing at Ford Field. I will be in a Lions jersey, just keeping it real.
Hell yeah. And see, that's the thing. I think Oklahoma actually has a team in the USFL, and it's a guy, a friend, that played at OU, then played NFL, and he's, you know, Oklahoma born. And I mean, there has been conflict with where they are playing, and last I've heard, that field ain't even built. So I don't know what the story is right now because of media with that team, but yeah, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I was actually shocked when they picked, well, the Ford Field is going to be the home field, not just for the Michigan Panthers, but for one of the Pittsburgh teams. So teams will be playing at their home field. And so in one game, in one day, there will be two football games at that stadium. So that's going to be fun. Like, the Michigan Panthers can play one day, and then Pittsburgh might be playing the next. I mean, it's kind of cool, though, when you think about it. Like, if I want to go watch football 2 days in a row, I could. I mean, that's how much this shit is going to be. Like, I'm like, okay, I can handle this. If bitch really gets high on football, I can say, fuck y'all. I'm going, where you going to be at, bitch? I'm going to be at Ford Field, okay? That's where the fuck I'm going to be. But like I said, I'm going to wait to see how they play. And, you know, will I play into the hype? I'm going to say I probably will because we know how I love my football. I'm not even going to say I'm not. But I'm not buying. I have priced the jerseys because there's still a new league. Their jerseys are the basic jerseys. Like, last year was the first year, so their jerseys have Michigan Panthers and 22 on it for the year that they were started. So I'm not mad about that. I'm like, okay, I can handle this. I was like, am I going to drop the money yet? No, I'm not ready to drop the money yet. But I'm not going to say I'm not going to drop the money either, okay? Let's just keep it real. I'm not going to say I'm not going to drop the money. But I got to see them in person to see if I'm really going to feed into the hype. Because I might end up going, because the Birmingham Stallions are still going to be playing in Birmingham. And remember, I've got family in Birmingham, and I do have a bedroom down there. So unlike some folks, I don't have to worry about, I go to Birmingham, I ain't got to get a hotel room. I might get a rental car just to be safe because I like to go when I want to go. But, I might be going down to Birmingham to watch a game. You know, as they say, I'll travel for football. You know, some people will do stuff for food or whatever, you know, the little jokes. I will travel for football. So I'm going to keep that very real. We'll travel for football. And that, for me, that would be like a double thing because I would be able to travel and go see family and football. Oh, see, that's just like the icing on the cake. I'm just keeping it real. That's like the icing on the cake.
All over it.
And you know, I got a bed to sleep in too. yeah, I'm good because I can get a rental car. I got a bed to sleep in. Right now, the tickets are only like, I want to say we could have got tickets as cheap as $10 to go to the game. We're going to pay $40 because we're going to be closer to the players. You know me, I like to be up in the action. But
how much?
We're going to be behind $40.
That's a damn good price.
That's the expensive. That's the expensive ticket. The $40 ticket is the expensive one. I could have got one for $10.
Yeah, but, I mean, trust me, even at a sporting event like that, I mean, 40 bucks for, yeah, that's damn good.
Listen, I pay more to go see the damn Tigers play, all right? We already know that. We know that when
oh,
I went into Mickey, I dropped more than that. And we already know I dropped more than that on the Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah.
And I have damn good seats, and my seats regular price are more than that. So
yeah.
They did send me a thing asking me if I wanted to get season tickets, and me and my daughter, we said we're going to wait till after this year. If they play good this year and they're worth it, then we will probably invest in season tickets since it'd probably be a couple of $100, you know.
And that's still, I mean, that's still a good price. But, you know, we also have firing up somewhere around the same time is the XFL coming back.
No,
so,
the XFL is on now.
Okay,
XFL,
it is on now.
So remember,
okay.
Because remember when I had that conversation last week that they confused the fuck out of me because I got confused and it was like I didn't think the USFL. So the XFL. plays end of the NFL season, but before the USFL season, because they're actually almost over. They only play like for 8 weeks.
Okay.
Their season is actually getting ready to end, and they have less teams. Oh,
yeah.
I did, because they were playing today. But their season is almost over because the USFL actually starts in a couple of weeks. So
okay.
The catch is that the USFL is still feeding into the NFL. What I do like is that these leagues are all going to feed into the NFL. The USFL is going to be, to me, and this is just my opinion, so I want everybody to say I'm not starting rumors. This is the way I'm looking at it. The USFL will probably be like the minor leagues for the NFL. The XFL will be the league where players are still there. They may have paid in the NFL. They're trying to get back to the NFL, but they, you know, as they say, have aged out. They probably still good as hell, but not NFL ready.
Yep.
So I think I like that, you know, the pay is not as high. I think the USFL gets paid more than the XFL, but what I like is that you have true sports people running these leagues versus, you know, the XFL was ran by that jackass McMahon, and that's why, you know, when you don't have knowledge of that, you can know one sport but not know another. This time, and I did a little bit of research, so y'all going to be like, damn, bitch. Yeah, I did my research. Dwayne Johnson is actually an owner of the XFL. He's one of the owners.
Okay.
So you know, he has a football background. Before he wrestled, he was actually playing football, even though he comes from a wrestling family. His background is actually in football. So I like the fact that that football knowledge is there.
Yes.
So,
and
I do like that the XFL is mic'd up. So you get to hear the shit they're saying in the XFL. I don't think they're going to be mic'd up in the USFL, but in the XFL, they're mic'd up.
Yes. And that's the thing. I know the coach for the Oklahoma City team in the USFL, I mean, put out a call for all, you know, former NFL and college players, come on, bring it. Let's keep playing. And, yeah, so it could be a, you know.
I think it's going to be like the minor leagues. You know how they have the A-League, you know, the, what is it, you got the minor leagues for baseball, but you also have Triple-A. Where AAA is still playing during, and a lot of people who don't know baseball, I know baseball, AAA, which a lot of people don't realize, the AAA teams are still playing during the regular baseball season. So when you hear about a player being sent to the AAA team, they sent it back to AAA to bring them to perfect some things. And I do like that that baseball does that. So instead of benching your ass and saying, you fucked up, yeah, you fucked up, but we're just going to drop your pay a little bit. We're going to punish you by sending you to AAA.
And
AAA, you're going to prove that you need to be back in the major leagues. And I like that. And if the NFL did something similar, I think that's how the USFL is going to be with the NFL. That's what I'm hoping that it's kind of like a – it's not that you're not good enough, but you need to perfect some more things. So go play a little time in the USFL, and we'll reevaluate you. And there have been some players from the USFL who have moved back over to the NFL. So I think it would be a good feeder league. You know, as far as it would be nice if they could do like MLB does and keep, you know, maybe have a mirror season.
Yeah.
Where they go down and then come back up. I think that would be more possible. I don't know how they would do it, but I'm sure that, you know, and in the case of football, because it's hard to find football stadiums, and normally even college football, a lot of other football goes on at the same time as the NFL. Well, baseball, you can use a college stadium for AAA because of the way baseball goes. Because baseball in college and high school actually starts in the summer. They're doing baseball now in college where their season is getting ready to end. The MLB is getting ready to start. So that's why they're able to have AAA at these smaller stadiums, because it keeps going in the summer. But the NFL, there's no place really for them to play because you have college and high school all going at the same time. So where you would have a stadium, something that would be comparable, you don't have that for the NFL. And that's the only thing I can see going on, because even with the Detroit Pistons G League, which also plays here, but they play at Wayne State University. They play at the same time, so they go back and forth also. So I think that, you know, eventually the NFL may come around to something like that. I don't know how they would do it, but I could see it happen. I mean, especially if you say like the Michigan Panthers, if they mirrored their season with the Lions, where they played on Saturdays, because we know football season is, let's keep it real, NFL football after preseason is all on Sunday, baby, Sunday and Monday. So you can have Friday and Saturday football with the minor leagues. You know, there's a way to do it if they want to do it. But let me bring in Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Okay, here you're talking about the USFL. Didn't they, I just thought they were sort of like died years ago. Didn't they come back last year or year before?
The USFL came back last year along with the XFL. We actually have two minor league teams now. The XFL is now owned by Dwayne Johnson, and they're only playing, they only have like six or seven teams. The USFL has more teams because this year the USFL, last year the USFL only played in Birmingham. And the year prior they played in Birmingham and they had less teams. This year they have expanded, so they're playing in Detroit. They're playing, I want to say, in Canton, Birmingham, and one other location. So they've got four stadiums this year versus the one that they only had last year. So they're expanding, but they're actually feeding into the NFL, because what they're doing in the USFL is some of the new rules that are going in with the NFL, they're testing them on the USFL. So some of the rules that changed last year with the NFL were actually tested in the USFL season to see how they work.
I just thought they were, I mean, they have, back in the day, USFL has, remind me of how many USFL teams they have, let's just say the 80s?
I don't remember. I'm not even going to lie. I don't remember.
Yeah,
because they never did last more than a season. This one is actually being taken more serious and is sanctioned by the NFL, where before it wasn't sanctioned. The leagues that came up before wanted to compete with the NFL to pull players, and now they're not competing, which is, they should have known you can't compete with a league that's already existing. But the XFL, when it came about initially, they were, and that's when you also had the former president, who was also one of the owners. They were going to pull all these players from the NFL, and they were going to be the NFL competition. And that just doesn't work. You don't have the money, the backing, or anything to compete with the NFL. And what people forget is that the NFL is a combination of two different leagues, because you used to have the American Football League and the National Football League, and they combine them together. Because it used to be two different football leagues, and those two got combined together. So for the XFL to think that they were going to come in and just, oh, we're going to be competition, well, that's where they made their biggest mistake, because the talent is going to go where the money is. And, I mean, let's just keep it real. If you have a choice of having a job as a burger flipper at Wendy's or a burger flipper at White Castle, and Wendy's is saying more than White Castle, you're going for the damn Wendy's job. Let's just keep it real. And that's the way, you know, and I use that analogy because we all know fast food has different wages that they pay depending on where you work at. You know, so why would you sit here and go work? Why would you go play football in the XFL when they paying fucking damn White Castle money, when the NFL is paying fucking Wendy's money? I want the fucking Wendy's money. I want the beef, okay? Let's just keep it real. But now they're working together with them. And that's what I like, you know. The comments that they're making on the XFL season is, hey, you can't be playing like that if you think you're going to the NFL, which is a beautiful thing, because it's almost like some of these guys have already played in the NFL. Others are trying to get there, but they just did not make that cut. And this is the way they could be showcased, because you do have the NFL scouting coaches and everybody looking at these people. So that's the beauty of it. And the USFL is actually testing new rules. Like the USFL tested out new rules before they were implemented into the NFL. So to me, that's more the feeder league, but you've got the two leagues that are also going to be prepping people for the NFL, which is a better seat, in my opinion, because there never was really anything to prepare you. To go from college to the NFL is a big difference, because college rules are a little bit different, and you're playing against people pretty much your own age. When you get to the NFL, you got motherfuckers like Tom Brady, who is the true fucking GOAT. I'm not a fan of his, but I will give him the props. You know, 45 fucking years old and 19-year-olds, where in college you're playing against people at the same age range. You know, so your development is all the same. In the NFL, you have a different realm of development and moving around. In college, once you get on the team, unless that team just really fucks you, you normally don't go to another college team. Every now and then you'll hear about some transfers, but overall, these students stay where they're at. Where in the NFL, you've got massive exposure, turnover, and moving around. And having the USFL and the XFL, to me, is a good thing, because you get a chance to play with different levels of abilities and knowledge and skills, but also be able to have people who are there to prepare you, because you have former NFL players as coaches and players currently in these leagues that are going to teach these people who are trying to get in, hey, this is what the NFL is looking for. Even the commentators are saying, hey, you can't be doing that if you think you want to the NFL. That's the shit I like about the leagues now. I guess I could tell you about my football.
Have you watching let's see, the Big Dance or Sweet 16 or Elite Eight or whatever the heck it's called now?
It's still March Madness. The Big Dance is going on right now. I have not watched it this year. I did commend them that it really is March Madness, because they've been knocking out a lot of the number one and the number two seed. I have not watched it at all.
Oh, okay.
I did not even do a bracket this year. the only time I knew that who was playing was for Michigan State, and they got knocked out very early on, but I still at that point did not watch it. Mm-hmm. It really overlapped with my football this year. It threw me off a little bit. The NFL adding a 17th game fucked up everything for me, because, you know, that pushed the combine back. It pushed the Super Bowl. When it pushed everything back, it fucked with the damn March Madness, because normally you get a break between the combine and March Madness, and it's like, damn, I got back from the combine, and they was a huge jump in the March Madness. So I really didn't get a chance to get into it good, and I did not, as a matter of fact, I didn't get into it at all, because I didn't even realize the March Madness was getting ready to start. It was damn near halfway through, and I was like, oh, shit, it's March Madness. I was good. Baseball season starts on Thursday. Opening baseball season officially opens Thursday. So
Thursday?
I'm
this coming Thursday.
Baseball. This coming Thursday, baseball season officially opens. I am still debating if I'm going to be crazy enough to participate in Detroit Tigers opening day. That, out of all the things I've never done in my life, Detroit Tigers opening day is something I've never, ever done, and I can tell you why I've never done it. Detroit Tigers opening day is like St. Patrick's Day. All the drunks come out. You know how that that old song you say, the freaks come out at night, but the drunks come out on opening day.
Oh, yeah.
Again. Every single motherfucking bar in the city of Detroit is going to be off the goddamn hook. There will be no parking. There will be nothing. I tell people, I avoid downtown Detroit like the motherfucking plague on Detroit Tigers opening day because it is one of those places where I can say that the drunks come out all day. As a matter of fact, they up the parking on at the home opener. Parking goes up to damn near $50, even at the fucking $3 and $4 months. That shit goes up to $50, and it does not matter if you get there at 6 in the goddamn morning. They automatically
have
the price of the parking. Yes.
You say $50? Parking?
$50.
They can kiss my ass. Park for $50. That's a lot of money for parking.
Actually, for a major city, it's not that's normal price. Like, when I go to Chicago and all these other places, actually, that's normal price. But the whole thing, when you're used to parking in your regular parking space and it's maybe $3, $5 a day, and you come in and they say, oh, parking is $50 a day, and that's the whole baseball season. The entire from the beginning of fucking baseball season until fucking the end of November when baseball season is over, fucking parking on days that the Detroit Tigers stay at home goes fucking up. But opening day is the craziest day out of all of them because I tell you, people who don't even have tickets to the fucking game are down there. It's the atmosphere, and I'm not mad about it. I have been debating. I can tell you my debate is probably no for this year again because, like I said, it's like that song, the freaks come out at night, Detroit Tigers opening day, the drunks come out. And that's every single fucking city. The home opener at every goddamn city in this country.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And I'm sure you being there in Baltimore, I'm sure the Orioles, all the drunks come out there.
Too. Yes.
Because
yes,
if you
want to
see it, I'm telling you, it is like, if you want to see, and I'm going to say this, if you want to see, what's the term, white girl wasted, do a baseball home opener. I can tell a baseball home opener, you will see white girl wasted. And I be looking, I'm like, damn. And just so people understand, they sell more beer at baseball games than anything else. They do sell some liquor, but not like they – football, we liquor drinkers. Baseball is straight up fucking beer drinkers. I don't know how the fuck people get that fucked up off of beer, but I'd be looking – I'm like, damn, that's straight up white girl wasted. I'd be like, damn. I'd be looking, and sometimes I just sit back and people watch because I'd be like, damn. And I'd be like, what's she trying to beer? What the fuck was in that beer? Because, see, beer, now all I have to do is piss a lot when I drink beer, okay? I piss like a motherfucking racehorse when I drink beer. That's why I don't like
beer.
And I don't like the taste of it. I don't like the taste of beer, so I really don't drink it anyway. But I'd be like, God damn. White girl wasted. Go to a baseball game. Home opener. You will see white girl wasted. And I'd be like, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say because I don't care where the baseball game is played, I'm going to attribute white girl wasted to the sun. Because we know heat and alcohol don't go together. And I think the alcohol with the heat just make motherfuckers drunker. I'm going to use that. I'm going to give you people that excuse. I'm going to give you your excuse. Blame it on the sun. Okay?
Well, that's the thing. Last time I went to a baseball game, it was 2004, and saw St. Louis and Chicago play. And, I mean, parking was $40, and it wasn't opening day.
a 24-ounce beer, which was Michelob Ultra, was damn near, I think, either $16 or $18.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, man.
No.
Yeah, that's about it. And that was like $20 for a beer now.
Yeah.
Well, we all know.
For a can of beer.
Game.
For a can of beer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's normal. That's normal at a baseball game.
Normal. Yeah. Who pays $20 for a can of beer?
Well, I paid
when
two of them.
When you go to a baseball game? People go to baseball
but,
games. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, that's normal. Now, AAA, I think they only have 16-ounce cans, and they're damn near fucking $8 a can.
I'd rather
and,
pay $8 than $20
well,
for a can of beer.
Yeah, but, I mean, St. Louis, you know, being Budweiser home, it's, yeah, you paid $16, $18 for a 24-ounce. Last concert I went to in Oklahoma City, it was, I believe, $8 for a 16-ounce.
Mm.
And, yeah, and that's actually
because I paid
$12
for a mixed drink here.
Yes. And the only thing I can tell you good about that game, I actually got to see in the first inning, Sammy Sosa, third batter up, hit a home run.
Oh, that's cool as hell. Well, everyone knows
I
actually went to two baseball games last year, so I really can't complain because I went to, and I try to go to one baseball game a year, and the reason why I try to go is because across the entire the Major League Baseball, they do the tribute to the Negro League. So I try to at least once a year, I don't always make it, but I try to get to a game because they actually wear the Negro League uniforms at those games. So I went to the game where Mickey hit his 3,000th home run. I was at that game. I was actually still waiting in line to get into the fucking stadium when he hit his damn home run. But I still got to be part of the celebration. And then I went to three games last year because I also went to the game where they did the actual official uncovering of everything of his Mr. 3000 stuff. And then I went to the Negro League game. And
yeah,
I spent more money on baseball than I normally do last year, but I do like baseball. So I can't say I don't like it. I do understand it. It's just that I don't give a fuck where you sit at in a baseball stadium. The sun always be beaming down. Baseball games are the one place where you need to be damn near naked. And I say this with all honesty. Now I understand why folks don't be having shit on, because I be trying to dress not cute but be proper. Bitch has learned. I will always have me on a very tank top with barely no bra on up underneath it and as thin as possible. And I'm big on like long skirts and stuff. I can tell you, I always will have a fan with me because I don't care where I sit. It'd be hot as hell. I'd be like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been to plenty of baseball games. Plenty. So it's not like this is my first one. It's just that as I've gotten older, I can afford better seats. So I'm normally in lower level, closer to, you know, closer to the field. I'm like, this is some bullshit. I'm like, okay, girlfriend is good, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm adamant on I like to have good seats wherever I go.
Oh, yeah. And see, that's the thing with baseball, you know, seeing that Sammy Sosa dip, the only one that tops that is in the late 70s, a guy straight out of high school got drafted for baseball and did his rookie season, then got called up to the Milwaukee Brewers. And what's cool about that is I got to see Hank Aaron play a game.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm.
And then get a ball signed by him. So, I mean, that was, yeah, that's my, yeah, top.
You still have that ball?
Oh, fuck yeah.
That ball is probably where can't nobody fucking touch it. I'm pretty sure that's encased in something.
That's money. That's money right there.
The thing is, it's less money because the guy that worked for my dad and put on there, you know, to Greg, my buddy, his name, and then, hey, you know, Hank's on the bus. Yeah, let me go in there and get him to sign it. And he signed it. So, yeah, I've got that ball still. But, you know,
You say less money. Why less? Why you say you think it's less money?
Because someone else's signature is on there. Because it's not just Hank Aaron's signature. And because someone else had already signed it, even if you were to get it authenticated, the baseball was signed by someone else also. So the value is less.
Yeah. So, yeah, trying to sell it for money, it's maybe worth a couple of hundred, three.
Mm.
I think even just his signature alone, maybe five.
Thousands.
Hundreds, maybe, but it could be more. But I'm just proud to have that baseball from a family friend that played in the, you know, MLB. And then made it all the way to the World Series and won it and won MVP. So it's like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
So I would never know my children were in here with y'all. Yeah, I know I'm going to probably jinx it now. Y'all notice how quiet it is?
Oh, yeah. I think just before we went live, didn't I hear one of them dogs bark?
They may have for a second, but it wasn't that much.
Yeah, it was like a second. One bark. I think I heard it, and then your show is ready to start in 5 seconds.
But they right in here with me. They're not any place but in here with me. Because I realized that when I let them run back and forth, if I don't combine them to the area that they're in when we get ready to go to bed, then they go around more. So I realized that even though it's still light outside, I have to have all the lines closed except in my office. I still have the curtains and stuff open. So it stops where they can go because they can't really see anybody in. They would have to get up in the chair, but because they can't say, okay, I'm going to leave from here and go run into the living room and go chair ride to see what's going on, it confines them to the one area. So they're both laying down in here on their pillow. Well, all three of them are in here. Because, see, when this show ends, I give myself 15 minutes and I will probably be knocked out. Y'all know that I have to. As they say, my yawn done kicked in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Today actually was a good day, though, because I got up. I started my new weight loss journey. So I got up and I got on the treadmill. No excuses. I had every excuse to get off that treadmill. I was like, do I really want to be here? 2 hours on the treadmill. Oh, I was like, you done did this. Like, after the first hour, I was like, yeah, I need to. And I was like, nope, no excuses. You know, and I literally had to give myself pep talks, like, what you going to do? What you got to do so important that you can't do another hour? I was cussing myself out. I probably called myself some names that I wouldn't want nobody to call me in my mind. I didn't say it out loud, but I am determined that I'm not going to make excuses. And I think the problem that a lot of people have when they get on weight loss journeys, especially, like for me, I don't have to leave my house. I have a treadmill at home now. So I definitely don't have an excuse to say, oh, well, I can't get to the gym, I can't get on the treadmill, it's cold outside, whatever. I no longer have that excuse. So I'm really trying to stick with not giving myself excuses, and I told myself that on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to do 2 hours on the treadmill. I'm not trying. So let's get this clear, and I want anybody who wants to join on my journey with me or understand what I'm doing. I'm not trying to run. I'm not on there huffing and puffing and running. I'm walking a pace that I'm comfortable with. I'm actually walking. I'm not doing any running or jogging whatsoever. I'm comfortable walking at 3.2 miles. So what I do my first 30 minutes, I do 10 minutes at 3.5, When I hit the 20-minute mark, I drop down to 3.2. At the 10-minute mark, I go back up to 3.5, and at the 5-minute mark, I drop back down to 3.2. If I'm going to do a 4-hour, before that half an hour runs out, I do another 30 minutes, and I do that at 3.2. I don't try to run.
That's
I'm very realistic with it. And then on my weekends when I'm doing 2 hours, when I finish that second 30 minutes, then I drop down to 2.8, and I do 30 minutes at 2.8. And then my final 30 minutes, I do at 2.5. And I'm realizing that because I'm not trying to do a marathon, it works better because as I'm slowing down, I'm still doing the cardio. And it doesn't hurt that I got the TV there, so I mean, I can be watching anything. I have chosen that because I get up at the book crack of dawn to watch the news. And then once I finish that, then I've got the rest of the day. I've done a little bit of house cleaning. I've done some other things. Well, I take it back. I didn't do no house cleaning today. But I stayed awake for a while, and then I actually took a nap. Now, normally they say when you take a nap, you can't go back to sleep. But the way I took my nap, y'all don't know, I'm yawning now. I'm ready to go back to sleep. Because I did my nap like children do. I did my nap at noon. By 3:30, I was back up. Which is the way if you're going to do a nap, you want to get up with enough time where you're awake before you actually get ready to go back to bed. That's the healthy way of doing it. I know y'all like, does she really just give us a lesson on how to take a nap? Yes.
Well,
that's the thing. Today was the first thing or day I've taken a nap on a Sunday in at least 3 weeks. And it was like, oh, I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to get up from that nap, but I also knew that if I did not get up from that nap, that I would have been up all night, which would have messed me up. So luckily I have animals that make me do things. So because they had to go outside and they had to eat, it actually worked out good because they were inside. And then I know at 3 o'clock they normally go back outside. So it really worked out good because they went back outside, and they stay outside for a little while when it's nice.
Oh, yeah.
So as I say, it's one of those where a lot of things work out to my favor. And then, like I said, they're in here, but now I'm going to close the rest of my blinds, and I have room darkening colors. I tell everybody, when I say I have room darkening, I actually have a room darkening liner. And then I have curtains on top of that. And I have lines. And I do that because the change in seasons, the one thing that people, they use the excuse, it's light outside, that means I have to do stuff. If you know that you got to get up in early, you have to train your body that you're still going to bed at the same time, which means you have to have your home dark. Because your body reacts to the clock, and it goes to the external clock on the outside. So now my house is black. That's another reason I was able to take a good nap, because it was dark. But now it's completely black in my house. When this show ends in 6 minutes, guess what? Like I said, I ain't going to be awake long. I probably won't make it 30 minutes after this show. And I'm not complaining about it. Because I have to be back up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
Yep. Same here. I basically get up at 4:37 Eastern time every Monday through Friday.
See, I'm up and now... another thing with this damn weather, like, my house is extremely warm, but if I cut my heat off, it'll be freezing because this is Michigan. It's going to get cold outside, and I have to keep my heat on at least until May. I know people will say, why May? Because I live in fucking Michigan. Until I go to bed at night and it only drops down to 60. Anything below 60, your house will be freezing when you get up in the morning. Because I don't live in a brick house. If I lived in a brick house, it would be warmer. But I don't live in a brick house. I live in a frame house that has some brick siding, but not all. So I always tell people, a lot of things play into factors. But we done had a good talk this week. We didn't have a guest this week, but that's all right. We still had a good talk. We talked plenty of football, which we know we can't go wrong with football.
Mm.
And I did not throw sex into it this week, if anybody noticed. And I still don't have a reason to throw sex into it. So even in these last minutes, I still don't have no reason to throw sex into it, because what I will say is that this week was a good week. We did have our tornado drills, which I will say that in Michigan we have a literal annual tornado drill before tornado season starts. And when I tell you, they call it severe weather week. Well, it's fucked up when you have severe weather week and the day before the sirens are supposed to go off, you have fucking severe weather. I have a weather radio.
Yeah.
And we all know that we've heard on this show my weather radio go off. Because when this bitch goes off, I don't know why people don't invest in them. To me, it's the best $30 I ever spent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's not anything fancy. I have that bitch, and I'm telling you, that damn thing went off on Tuesday. Then again, it went off on Wednesday. Whenever there's severe weather in my area, and I have mine set for 50-mile radius, and I do 50 miles because 50 miles is not that far when you're talking about weather, because it really, it goes quick. And I'm like, hey,
oh, yeah.
Bitch. And it tells me where it's hitting at. So I'm like, damn. But it helps because of me being so close to the airport, we get hit harder than anybody else. It's something about me living next to the airport where we get hit really hard when other people don't get hit hard.
Yeah. Well, I think Michigan, Detroit, you get all your records at the airport just like we do here in Oklahoma City.
Well, actually, we get ours from three different locations because we have the weather service that sits away from the airport. That's their actual weather station. And then
uh-huh.
we have Detroit Metro Airport and then Detroit City Airport. We actually have a lot of weather stations. More than people will realize, we have about 7 or 8 weather stations that's around the area.
Okay.
Our official weather will come from Detroit Metro Airport, but they'll also use the Detroit City Airport weather because that's the heart of the city. And because
yeah.
of them being like 45 miles apart, it's like really crazy. Because where I live at, it could be cold as hell here, and I go to Detroit and be like, what the fuck? I'd be laughing
oh,
about
yeah.
it because literally I drive to Detroit and I'd be like, damn, it's cold. Damn, it's hot. I dress for the way it is at my house, not for where I'm going.
Crazy.
Because I never, well, it's just because I live, you know, being that I work in one city and live in a different city, and most of my family is in Detroit,
yep.
I go by where I live at because it's going to always be cold where I'm at. But I want everybody to have a great week. We'll be back next Sunday, the week before Easter. So have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great week, guys.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.